Blog Talk Radio. here, I worship.
Have your way.
He's here right now.
Have your way.
So have your way, Jesus.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord. Be the place where God lives. He resides in our worship. He resides in our praise to Him. He resides in us. So have your way, Jesus.
While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Beloved, I want you to know the atmosphere has been set for God to speak. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, God's altar of encouragement, release, and renewal. I'm your host, Prophetess Stacy." Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for the word tonight, God. I thank you, Lord God, for letting me be your vessel, God. Now I ask that you set me down, God, and you speak through me, God. Give your people tonight just what they need to hear, Lord God. Minister to each and every situation, God. May the burdens be shifted in the name of Jesus. Amen. Prayer requests and comments will be taken immediately after the message. So if you have a prayer request or a comment, feel free to call. And thank you for listening. God bless. Tonight's message is entitled, The Burden Has Shifted. Foundational text is Mark 15, verses 21 through 25. I'm going to read it from the NIV, and I'm also going to read the same scripture from the Message Bible. From the NIV translation, Mark 15, verses 21 through 25 says, A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought him to Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get. It was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. From the Message Bible, it says, There was a man walking by, coming from work, Simon from Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. They made him carry the cross. The soldiers brought Jesus to Golgotha, meaning Skull Hill. They offered him a mild painkiller, wine mixed with myrrh, but he wouldn't take it. And they nailed him up to the cross. They divided his clothes and threw dice to see who would get them. They nailed him up at about 9 o'clock in the morning. Tonight's foundational text demonstrates that we have a cross to bear, because as believers we just keep walking with Jesus, we will make it through. If you keep walking with Jesus, you will make it through. And for those of you who don't know Jesus, come to him. I can't promise you will have no more problems or that the problems you have now will go away. But I can promise you the heaviness you are feeling right now will shift. Problems don't disappear, but they do become manageable. Matthew 11, verse 28 says, Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. God wants you to come. Some of you are so consumed with worry, you don't know what it is to rest. God gives rest. Some of you are so consumed with worry, you don't know what it is to rest. God gives rest. I'm quite sure Simon had no idea of the weight that would be placed upon him that day. But with Jesus by his side every step of the way, he made it through. Some of you are in situations right now that you did not see coming, and the weight of it is just too heavy. Let me repeat that because I feel like you needed to hear that witness in your spirit. Some of you are in situations right now that you did not see coming, and the weight of it is just too heavy. Every day you ask yourself, how am I going to make it? Not realizing if you're able to ask that question, you are making it. You are making it. You have complete use of your mind. You have the ability to think things through. You can talk, which means you can pray to the one who has the power of script to help you. You are making it. Beloved, you are making it. Deuteronomy 4:7 says, What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? Whenever we what? Whenever we pray to him. Prayer is so important. It's powerful. Prayer is your connection from whatever you're dealing with to God, and God is always the answer. Prayer prayed in agreement with the will of God has the power to shift your thinking. Prayer prayed in agreement with the will of God has the power to shift your thinking. When your thinking shifts, the way you see the situation also shifts, giving you the strength to face it. When your thinking shifts, the way you see the situation also shifts, giving you the strength to face it. Luke 22, verse 42, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prays, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Then his thinking shifts. Jesus comes into agreement with the will of God and prays the hardest prayer any man or woman has ever had to pray. Jesus prays, Yet not my will, but yours be done. Back to the foundational text. Simon represents you and me. just an ordinary person going about an ordinary day. The Message Bible says he was walking by, coming from work. And the Bible also takes time to give special reference to the fact that Simon was not just a working man, but Simon was a father, just an ordinary person like you and me. Still, he was the one forced to carry Jesus' cross. That day, Simon was forced to lay aside his own agenda, his wants and needs, and walk out what it means to be a disciple of Christ. If you are his, it's something we've all been called to do. If you are his, it's something we've all been called to do, and you can make it through. Matthew 16, verse 24 in the Amplified Bible, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to be my disciple, let him deny himself, disregard, lose sight of, and forget himself and his own interests, and take up his cross and follow me. Cling steadfastly to me. Conform wholly to my example in living and, if need be, in dying also. The Christian walk is not an easy walk, but it is a blessed walk because Jesus has promised to be with us every step of the way. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and surely he will be with you always to the very end of the age. And you should take comfort in that, beloved. That is your comfort. Jesus is with you. Have you ever said or ever heard someone else say in a moment of anger, forget you then, I don't need you? That's exactly what God wants you to do. Forget you then. The moment God calls upon your heart, you forget you then. Because unlike the world, God does have need of you. I'm going to read that again. Because next time you hear an argument between two people, whether you're the one doing the arguing or somebody else is doing it, if they say, forget you, I don't need you, you're going to remember this message. Have you ever heard someone else say in a moment of anger, forget you then, I don't need you? This is the part I want you to remember. That's exactly what God wants you to do. Forget you then. The moment God calls upon your heart, you forget you then. Unlike the world, God does have need of you. Still, Simon was the one forced to carry Jesus' cross. Sometimes your life gets thrown into the fire so that you can teach others how to survive. For we do not survive in ourselves, but in him. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 4 says, praise be to the Lord our God, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Do not be intimidated. You can bring comfort, peace to any trouble through the strength of the one that has comforted you. Do not be intimidated. You can bring comfort, peace to any trouble through the strength of the one that has comforted you. Still, he was the one forced to carry Jesus' cross. But love, don't be afraid of what you're going through now. If you suffer with Christ, you will reign with him. Reign with him, meaning there's a greater, better day ahead. Let me repeat that for somebody. There's a greater, better day ahead. You just need to get through this. Keep holding on to Jesus. He can help you make it through. Simon had the weight of the cross on his shoulders, but Jesus was right there. Even though it wasn't Simon's cross, Simon had been called into fellowship with Christ that day, so he had to carry it, and he did. And you can do it also. And you will reign with him, meaning there's a greater, better day ahead. Right now, you feel like you are out of control in your present circumstances, but you will reign. Regain power. You feel like you are out of control in your present circumstances, but you will reign. Regain power. Still, he was the one forced to carry Jesus' cross. You are overloaded, carrying burdens that do not belong to you, but Jesus is right there, just as he was with Simon. Jesus was right there when Simon was forced to carry his cross. But love, Jesus was right there when that situation changed for you. Learn your lesson from it and let him walk you through it. I can feel somebody on that one. Let me repeat it. Beloved, Jesus was right there when that situation changed for you. Learn your lesson from it and let him walk you through it. Notice what is not written in the text. The Bible does not say that Simon dropped the cross or fell under the weight of the cross. But the Bible says in Mark 15, verse 21, they forced him to carry the cross, meaning he took it and he walked with it. You will not fall under the load you're carrying. You can take it. Did you hear me? You will not fall under the load you're carrying. You can take it. God says you are working your way through to someone else's breakthrough. The breakthrough they need has been placed on you. God says you are working your way through to someone else's breakthrough. The breakthrough they need has been placed on you. Thank you, Jesus. The burden has shifted. John 16:33 in the Amplified Bible, Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. That's where some of you are right now. You have frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you. And I have conquered it for you. Whatever you're going through, beloved, be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For God has overcome the world. He has deprived it of power to harm you. And he has conquered it for you. You just got to walk it through and let it manifest in the name of Jesus. You may feel like life has taken you alone on the road to Golgotha, the place of the skull. That situation is so heavy, it's ripping at your brain cells. The stress is so intense. But remember, they crucified Jesus at 9 in the morning. Prophet states that why is 9 in the morning so important? I'm glad you asked. 9 is the number of birthing. Even in stress, God is birthing out the greater. There is a dawn coming. That thing will not destroy you. God has conquered it for you, past tense. Conquered it. It's over. It's done. It just don't look like it yet, but it is. But it's up to you to walk it out. The burden has shifted. Lessons from that day in Simon's life. Number one, what we can learn from Simon carrying Jesus' cross is this. Your life is not your own. Number two, God has his own plans, agenda for you. Number three, your day can start out one way and end another. I heard somebody's hallelujah on that one. I'm going to read it again just for you. Your day can start out one way and end another. A lot of us can testify to that one. Number four, you can either take control of the weight that has been forced on you or be outweighed. Number five, God will use the enemy's plan to achieve his plan. This is my favorite, so let me read it again just for me. God would use the enemy's plan to achieve his plan. Proverbs 16:4 in the Amplified Bible says, the Lord has made everything to accommodate itself and to contribute to his own end and his purpose. Even the wicked are fitted for their role. Listen to the word of God. It says, even the wicked are fitted for their role for the day of calamity and evil. Number six, you don't have to be a weightlifter to be able to carry a load, not when Jesus is there with you. Somebody needs to hear that, because Jesus is right there in that thing with you. You just don't know it yet. But the fact that you're making it is proof that somebody else is carrying you. You don't have to be a weightlifter to be able to carry a load, not when Jesus is there with you. Seven, Your burdens are Jesus' burdens. They are one and the same. Really, the cross belonged to Simon. Really, I got that wrong. Really, the cross belonged to Jesus, but the cross was transferred to Simon. Now Simon has it, but it still belonged to Jesus. So the same way that Simon's cross really belonged to Jesus, I'm here to tell you that what you're going through really belongs to Jesus. The scripture says that the battle is not yours, but the Lord. It's not yours. Give it to him. It's his. He went to the cross and paid for it. It's his. If you go to the store and you buy something, guess what? It belongs to you. And Jesus did purchase it. It's his. Give it to him. Once again, your burdens are Jesus' burdens. They are one and the same. Number eight, Jesus really does stick closer than a brother. He'll always be right there. God says the weight some of you are carrying has been passed down from one generation to the next. Your mother carried this burden. Your grandmother carried it. Your daddy carried it. Your granddaddy carried it. It's a generational curse, a cycle. Father God, interrupt cycles. Break the flow. Release the heaviness. Remove the pain. Somebody's shoulders are tired. Somebody's tired of smiling just to cover the hurt. Shift the burden. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, I'll be glad to talk to you now. If you're on the line, mash 1. Once again, any prayer requests, any comments, I'll be glad to talk to you. If you're on the line and you want to talk, mash 1. If you're listening on the internet, I pray that this word blessed you and found you and relieved some things for you right where you are. At this time, we're going to play Come Just As You Are, because that's what God wants each of us to do, come just as we are to him. Whether you call in or whether you don't, it doesn't matter. The important thing is that you release whatever you're going through to God and let him handle it. I see there are no prayer requests and no comments, but as they would say in church, I see there are none, but there's always room for one. So whether you call in today or you have comments later, you can always contact me at, you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. Or if you're following, if you're not following me on Twitter, you can follow me at prolificfire on Twitter or Facebook at prolific at Poverty Stacy. I hope each and every one of you got something out of this message. And I thank you all for listening, for calling in. And I thank you to everyone who's listening online, to everyone who will be listening later. I thank you and I bless you in the name of Jesus. Let's pray our way out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for the word that went forth today, God. I thank you, Lord God, for meeting your people at the point of their need. I thank you, Lord God, that the burden has shifted, Lord God, from their shoulders to yours, Lord God. Because just as Simon took the cross that was not his, God, but was really yours, God, I thank you, God, that you're standing there by them, God, as they're carrying something that's really not theirs, God. You're carrying it for them, God. And you're standing with them, God, to help them make it through, God. And I thank you, Lord God, that just as Simon didn't drop it and he didn't fall up under the weight, God, I pray that each and every one that's listening, they will not drop whatever they're carrying and they will not fall under the weight of it, God, but they will make it through, God. They will make it to the destination that you have for them, God. And we break every generational curse, Lord God, that they're carrying, Lord God, on their shoulders, Lord God, stuff that they got from their mother, their grandmother, their father, their grandfather, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that this is a new day, a brand new day. Every day is new, God. Therefore, they don't have to carry the burdens of yesterday, God. I thank you for setting them free, God. And I thank you, Lord God, for letting your blood cover their mind as well as their heart, their mind, and their soul, God, to give them the strength to focus and to continue to push through it all in the name of Jesus. Thank you once again to everybody that's listening. I appreciate the support. Oh, one more important thing. If you like the show and you're listening online, please check that follow button on Blog Talk Radio. Follow the show. That way you won't miss anything. God bless you. Good night. I love you.